You don't have to be outside. Won't be outside. It's going to be brutally cold air, man. Some of these wind chills are forecast to be cold as minus 40, minus 50, and minus 60. For some areas, it's probably the coldest air they've seen in the past 20 years or so. For highs on Sunday, we expect a large portion of Montana, the Dakotas, into Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin will remain below zero.
It's all about the numbers, without a doubt. How often do we say it on this show? This time we're talking about cold temperatures. Hey, everybody. I hope somewhere, wherever you are warm listening to America tonight. I gotta say, if it is 20 below, if it is 50 below, feeling like it's minus 50, that's insane. And some people right now listening to me are shivering under several blankets. Well, hopefully you're not shivering. Hopefully you are, like I said, someplace where you are getting heat. It's scary. It's scary when you think of saying that the temperatures are plunging to some of the numbers I just mentioned, because people go out and they think it's okay. They're used to cold weather. They'll go out and no problem, but they're just not quite dressed enough for the elements we're talking about. And within 5-10 minutes, just like that, frostbite on those fingertips, hypothermia. There's big concern. There have been 13 people who have died in some way linked to what the weather has been, this unusual weather, causing lots of travel problems, closing schools again in many, many areas because it's just too cold to have kids standing outside waiting for a bus or being dropped off or being in the classrooms. We're talking about around 140 million plus Americans anyway, bracing for the polar blast of 2014, barreling across the nation, dropping off snow in some places and shattering all kinds of records. Imagine being a weather forecaster and going on the air, showing the map and saying, we're expecting it to be 25 degrees below average to 50 degrees. We're talking about coldest temperatures that parts of the United States haven't seen in like 20 years. The weather in Atlanta, for example, is going to be colder than in Anchorage, Alaska. Zero or lower. Zero or lower. So brace yourselves when it comes to this beginning of winter weather. Because you got people that are, in some cases, struggling to keep warm. You know, the Illinois governor, Pat Quinn, had to open these, what they're calling warming centers. They've opened like 100 of them. And what is a warming center? A warming center means you think of people that just need to get warm because they're out and about and they, for some whatever reason, and they're staying open all night through Tuesday. So we don't get they don't get the calls, the 911 calls about people who have hypothermia because of the exposed flesh and the wind chills and what can happen when you have these sub-zero lows, freezing rain and whatnot. In New York, there was a plane that was taxiing. And it slid off the runway, skidded into a snowbank while it was actually turning onto a taxiway after landing safely. So that's kind of crazy, huh? There was 32 people on that one. But what it did was, this just shows you how this can happen. This was JFK, huge airport. they had to shut it down for 2 hours so that they could, nobody was hurt, any of that, but they had to get the people off the plane, they had to deal with it, all of that. And so it led to massive delays, massive delays. Speaking of delays, Philly, Detroit, all the New York airports, all of those had massive delays. Roads were closed because of multiple accidents. And frankly, conditions where you couldn't see. So how can you have people on roads where we were talking about such blowing snow and then combined with the cold temperatures, just too risky? You can't, you're trying to drive on a highway. You know what that's like. Just, it's like when you get those sheets of rain and you can't see and it's frightening. Because sure, you knew it was going to rain, but you didn't think it was going to rain like that. And you see the cars pulled in the overpass, underneath the overpasses and whatnot. And it's awful because you can't see. You can't see in front of you. And this is just multiply that. It's like a bizarre fog with snow thrown throughout it. I mean, it is nasty. And I think the concern is, like, the Indianapolis mayor told people to stay off the streets, especially at night, because that's when it starts to freeze. That's when it gets worse. The later in the day, you're going to see that. Here's what I love, because I love the name of this town, Embarrass, Minnesota. Embarrass, Minnesota. The people there are wondering, they say, whether they're going to see 64 below zero. They actually had 64 below zero in 1996. That is crazy. 64 below zero, I am going nowhere. I am like an Eskimo inside the house. But you know what? It's not just the Midwest. I mean, the Midwest is getting blasted, terrible temperatures. And in the Northeast, same thing, they're dealing with this. But in the South, lows for what they normally would see in the South. So, for example, in Florida, you like that Florida orange juice that you're drinking. They're worried about the citrus crops because you get below 30, and you do that 4 hours in a row, it starts to damage them. It ruins them. And that's, they're right there on that cut line. It's pretty cold. And freezing rain. All the way up to New England. So they just dealt with all that snow and then freezing rain on top of it. And so whether it's freezing rain, whether it's ice, whether it's crazy temperatures, lots of people are struggling with this. And the sad thing is, I hate to hear about the people who have lost their lives in this. There was one man who reportedly was crushed. He was moving street salt with a forklift. You had people who died, of course, in road accidents, car accidents. There was a guy in Wisconsin who died of hypothermia. And there was another woman, an older woman in New York State, who wandered away from her home, and they found her dead in the snow because she didn't realize. She's 100 yards away. Wow. Be careful out there. Coming up next, we're going to check the mail. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Me, and I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you
never told before. It's chilly in the studio. I just checked the temperature. 17 degrees. I bet it's colder some of the spots and some of the places where you're listening to America Tonight with me, Kate
Delaney.
Negative
21 here.
Negative 21. I'm sorry. 18 is still cold. Can't you give us that in the Lone Star State? 18 is cold.
I read some article where, I think it was in where your brother lives in Tampa, that they canceled the block party because it was going to be too cold at 45 degrees.
Oh, yeah, they're all complaining. That's right, because they got also Florida State getting ready to play Auburn, and the Seminoles don't like it when it's cold. They are whining in Florida, and the people in the Midwest just laugh. The people in Minnesota just laugh at that, where you always have to have your weather gear ready. And you know what also has happened to people? A lot of people coming down with the flu. So you see flu shots everywhere. It's this H1N1 virus that was a new flu strain. Remember, that was that pandemic. I remember talking about that a ton on this show that started, I want to say, back in 2009. So now that's what they're saying. Half of the United States is reporting influenza, and most of it, they're saying, is attributed to that. So flu shots, to get a flu shot or not. That was on the mind of a lot of people who sent me emails over the weekend, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, Tom says in Illinois, hey, Kate, You would not want to be here right now. I am telling you, it is cold, my darling. It is cold. But I got to ask you, have you ever gotten a flu shot? I never have, but I'm considering getting it because all the people around me seem to be coming down with it. What do you think? You know what? I haven't gotten a flu shot in a while, and I just saw something about this, and I actually asked my doctor, and they say it's 50 to 70% effective. Well, if you're saying 70% on the higher end, 70% effective, that's not bad odds for getting a flu shot. And they're a nothing burger. The cost is nothing to get it. But then some people say that they have bad reaction to it. So that's kind of freaky. I don't like that idea. I haven't gotten it, but I know I don't want to get the flu. I know two people that have it that it's really bad, that all weekend long they were just down for the count. And you just got to ride the flu out if you get it. You know, once you contract it, if people around you are hacking, I think if you're taking any plane rides or anything, you know, those aches are the worst. And the chills and that whole thing, it's awful. I mean, it's awful. And you know, you start to get that fever spike, and, you know, you're just, it's the worst feeling, and you're so exhausted. There's nothing you can do. You have no energy, and you could be down for the count. So I know people, sometimes they get it where they're out almost a whole week, and that would not be good. Not be good. There's another email here from, this one was from Bill, who says, flu, I got it. It sucks. You don't want to get the flu. A lot of people at my office had it, and I think that's what happened to me. It's one of the worst strains I've ever gone through. I feel so exhausted. I've been listening to a lot of America Tonight. You rock. Thanks. Oh, you poor man. You mean you aren't like serial watching something? I mean, I would have to do that, but see, when you're so sick, it's not enjoyable. When you can, like, whatever, Downton Abbey started, and maybe you want to watch that. Or maybe you want to watch Californication, or maybe you want to watch something else that you haven't caught up with. The Wire. I did a serial watching of The Wire not too long ago. But, I mean, this is that same thing. When you are really racked with it, you can't even stay awake. So if he's listening to America Tonight, he's hearing the tail end of it. And thank you for America. And he's hearing, like, bits and pieces when he wakes up because he's probably fallen asleep. That's what it does to you. It just rocks your world. All right, let's move on. This one from Big Bruce. Big Bruce says, hey, America, tonight I got to love what's happening, and you got to love it, too, in talking about what's going on with marijuana in Colorado. It's hilarious. People coming into the state can now smoke pot legally. But I don't know if you saw this or not. The prices are spiking. $400 for an ounce of top shelf marijuana. And that's before taxes. Somebody's getting rich. Yeah, you know, what's interesting is they're making money in Colorado with the price of their weed. The one marijuana shop, I saw a story on them over the weekend. They sold like $1 million worth of pot on the first day that it was available. $1 million. A huge amount of people lining up. So this is, you know, the new world of legal recreational use in Colorado is a huge success. The pot shops can't keep up with the demand. They can't keep the stock up. And that also means that the state is raking in the money because of the taxes. So, I mean, that's big. All that money is going to go back into their coffers. You know, it makes you wonder, will we see pot legalized anywhere else? Watching what's going on, this is what some people thought. Okay, if marijuana gets legalized, then maybe more people will... more states will want to legalize it. All right, Dan in Texas. Dan, you have the floor. Dan. You're here. Woohoo!
I had to put my headphones down. You know, this Colorado thing is going to give a new meaning to the Mile High City.
It sure is, isn't it? Insert joke.
You know what the favorite song of the castrated ram was?
What?
There'll never be another you.
That's good.
Did you hear, that's clever. Did you hear what the sheep herder said to the young lamb?
What?
Yes, but it's my first time, too. Okay, enough with the jokes. Okay. Boy, I come close, didn't I?
Oh, 1 point.
1 point.
1 point, that's unbelievable.
I'll tell you, I was heart sick. I thought, I got it, I'm going to get it. Oh, no, shucky darn.
You were close. You were close. That was crazy. That was a wild game. You were right. They won. I mean, they won in the last moment.
I felt sorry for you with my victory, though, because I knew how much you wanted your Eagles to be in there. And I was torn between two loves, my love of the game and my love for your team.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, yeah,
well,
they didn't do
special.
It.
You're special. You know that.
They didn't do it.
Next time.
Next
Same
time,
Same thing
exactly.
for Rodgers. You know, I thought Kaepernick put on a brilliant show, and I really think that they stand a chance to do it all the way, except for one thing. This Luck kid, he made a believer out of me. I picked them, by the way, to win it in this last contest, and I was sitting there on pins and needles all the time they were down. But he just would not give up. He just kept coming back. And I thought, considering the fact he threw 3 interceptions and then come back and beat him by 1 point, that
Crazy.
Was phenomenal.
I know.
And
that was phenomenal.
I watched every single minute of that game, and
yeah.
I was on pins and needles all the way. And when they won it, I was never so happy for any team to win as I was for them. How about
yeah.
you?
Yeah, oh, I agree. I walked away from it because I thought, oh, this is the awful game. And
oh,
then
you
came
didn't.
Back. No. I came back to it and I was blown away. I agree with you. It was an awesome game. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, wow, they're going to do it. They're going to come all the way back. This is crazy. Yeah, it was huge.
I think this kid has got the magic touch, and I think he will be a match for even Denver or anybody that he faces. He's going to. He's going to make some people stand up and think. And he's got some receivers that really go out on a limb. Did you see that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no question the whole Colts team coming back the way they did. I mean, that they all deserve a piece of that game ball. That was amazing what they were able to pull off. Thanks, Dan. Of all the games, because the other games, you know, you could sort of see how it was unfolding. But with the Chiefs, they had it in the bag, and then their defense just fell apart, and they took advantage, the Colts did, and they came back. It was a wild finish to that game, without a doubt. What a wild card weekend. Stay with us. Re-Rack next on America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made?
Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What a treat. We have Josh Evans again from Leland's on with us, and they've got a Jackie Robinson 1947 Rookie of the Year Award. How about that? How about the Honus Wagner baseball card PSA and a whole bunch of other things that would just blow you away? I was checking out their catalog just the other day, and I cannot believe the things that are up for grabs that people, I'm sure, are salivating over. And you got to jump on these auctions if you want to get a hold of some of this stuff. And I thought it'd be fun to kick it around with him. Hey, Josh, happy New Year to you. How you doing?
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'm good. Very excited about the auction.
Yeah, the auction closes on the 10th. Tell us some of the what you think are, and I, of course you have a ton of things that are up for grabs, but tell us what you think are going to be some of the things that are going to be heavily sought after.
Well, two of the pieces you just mentioned are the real stars of the show. The Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year Award that was presented to him in 1947. It's the first ever rookie award given to any player. And they actually eventually changed the name of the award to the Jackie Robinson Award. So it's important in on many levels. We also have a Honus Wagner baseball card, the most valuable baseball card in the world. And that's currently has a bid of $500,000. And it's a PSA 2. It's a beautiful card. And it's there's a lot of interest in that.
The Yeah, so I can imagine. So for the Wagner card, as you said, there's a lot of interest in it. you, who knows what it'll top out at? Do you have any idea, or you don't even think about that? You think, well, we already know we're at 500,000. That's your reserve bid. You move up. Do you have any idea how far this goes?
Well, the card has sold for, in that condition, sells for in the $500,000 to $1 million category. So it's already there. So I'm happy. You know, I'm happy as it is. But you know, we want to maximize for our clients. So we want it to go for as much as possible.
How do you decide when you, you know, all the stuff that you acquire? How do you decide what it is that you think will sell, or you know there's interest in? Is this from, obviously you have years in the biz and you know what you're doing, but is there some kind of formula to it for you when you decide? Like, for example, you've got a Topps dice game with Willie Mays, PSA 6, you talk about that, and you have a whole bunch of other things. You've got Juan Gonzalez and other names that many people would know. How do you decide what you're going to put in your catalog and what you're going to put up?
I think the key is what you don't put in. I think that you have to be very discerning. You want to have things that that no one else has, things that are truly rare, things that are hot in the market, and things that are authentic. That's the real big part of it. That's the key to the whole thing, and that's something that we've really put ourselves into over the last 40 years. It's all about authenticity. So you want to, if you have a question on something, if you're not 100%, you just don't bother with it. And that's been the key. And, there's some auctions that are bigger than ours because they may not have, the same discerning eye. And, that's something that we really care about. That's everything to us.
Yeah, the authentication part, is it sometimes you have a tough time authenticating things and you won't put it up if it's not?
Yeah, if we can't say for 100% that it's right, then we won't sell it. And if there's a doubt in your mind, then it's not worth the risk. And you gain sort of the sixth sense. It's not just research, it's not just looking at the item, but there's a feel for it that you gain by having done this for so long and seeing so much of the good stuff. Like, I'll take a trip to Cooperstown every once in a while just to reacquaint myself with the good pieces. I'll go look at the great collections and look at the great stuff, and I'll also look at the great forgeries and, acquaint myself with that. That's the key to the business, is understanding what's real and what's not.
Yeah. We're speaking with Josh Evans from Leland's. And, Josh, whether it's medals or rings or bats or gloves or all the different things that you've sold, what hands down seems to be the most popular things? Is it the rings, the championship rings?
That's amazing you're saying that, because that is 100% true. Right now, the World Series rings, Super Bowl rings, all the championship rings are hot, really hot. And people are going up a level in terms of the quality of the rings. They're going for player rings. They're going for famous player rings. And they're bringing a huge bounty for the big names. Used to be that you could buy a player ring for almost the same as, let's say, a ring of a front office executive or manager or a coach. But now they're bringing a huge price over what those are selling for.
What do you think that is? Just it's a trend you're seeing because people want to, that's what they want to display, or hey, they may even want to put it on their hand to show their friends at a game. I don't know. What do you think the reason is for that?
The market is very true, and the truth is in the long term. So what's happening is that those things belong at the top. It was just a matter of time before the cream rose to the top, and that's what happens eventually. So that's what makes the field really fun, is that you can be ahead of the game, and you can be looking at these things and buying these things, 5-10 years ahead of the market, and then when those things come to fruition, you actually make a profit. You make a good investment. But you have to be very, very smart to do that. You have to really know your stuff.
Yeah. Hands down, when we're talking about championship rings and whatnot, is it the New York Yankees that seem to garner the most interest or no?
Well, the Yankee stuff is great. The New York stuff is great. But it's interesting. They're more common because they won so many championships, so they're not the best thing. A lot of times, if there's a special feeling for a team, like the 1984 Detroit Tigers, 68 Tigers, you know, teams that don't win it all the time, or sometimes if the rings are really beautiful, like the New England Patriots rings of the last, you know, 10, 15 years, those are incredibly desirable and very, very expensive. They can sell for, just for a common player, can sell for $40,000, $50,000,
$60,000. Yeah, wow, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Is it baseball, football? I mean, it seems to me like it would be football, but maybe not. Hands down, of all the sports, including outside of the Big Four, what is the biggest chunk of your business? What sport is the biggest chunk of your business?
Hands down, it's baseball because it has the biggest collecting base. It has the most material. It has the greatest history. Football was not a big deal, at least professionally, until the 50s. So it doesn't have the same history as baseball, whereas the professional nature of baseball has been big since the 19th century. For some reason, I think it's the nature of the contemplative nature of the game itself, where you sit and watch and look and you know, whereas football is more action oriented and it's back and forth. That's the reason why people collect it. The nature of the games themselves are what leads to collecting.
Yeah, as a baseball fan, I have to agree with you. It's the history of it. No question, you mentioned Cooperstown, and just taking a stroll around Cooperstown is just mind-blowing when you think of all the history there. For you personally, of all the things you've acquired, I mean, I know you're excited about Honus Wagner, the Honus Wagner card, but what was the most exciting thing that you ever, piece of memorabilia that you were ever able to get?
I would have to say, it's always been a Babe Ruth jersey. I've owned or sold, I think, something like 7 different Babe Ruth jerseys in my career, which is the most of anyone. And they weren't all Yankee jerseys because he played with the Dodgers, he played with the Boston Braves, played with the Red Sox. But it would have to be the Babe Ruth jersey. And the last one that we sold, which was $4.4 million, that was the best one, and that was the most exciting.
Yeah, $4.4 million. Do you get to see, because I'm sure sometimes, you know, people just get it and then it's shipped to them, etc. If it's something like that, do people come in, do they want to meet you and get the jersey personally, or what do they do?
It depends. We actually, believe it or not, we have, for the really expensive stuff, we have a courier service, which is run by my mom, who's 79 years old.
She will fly
out to you and deliver things that are worth in the hundreds of thousands or in the millions. And she loves it. She's very excited. It's expensive, but it's worth it because there's some serious TLC going on there.
Well, yeah, because people would be worried about on the other end, oh, is it going to get here, even if with insurance and everything else? That's why in the art world, as you know, that's a lot of times that's what happens there, too. So when you're talking about a piece of memorabilia like that, there's no question. In your personal collection, what is there something that you would not sell?
It's interesting. The things that I wouldn't sell are not because they're valuable, it's because that they're valuable to me. I have a 1976 Yankee signed baseball that I got for my 15th birthday that would probably be the last thing I would sell. That is personal to me. I love that team, and they lost. You know, there's all that whole that negative side of it, you know, bittersweet. That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that. All right, Leland's.com. Check it out. Josh, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, just how cold is it where you are right now? Talking about those crazy temperatures, unbelievable. I mean, I guess anything's possible, right? But when you're talking about negative 20, I mean, 20 below, the craziness of 50 below, that's just insanity. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Jeff.
Don't you mean Jack? Yes.
Whoops, I think we lost you there, Jack. Jack, I got you. What's up, Jack?
It's not your week, is it, Katie? I mean, your Eagles get to the post at a nail biter, and now you're hating on my man, Steven Seagal.
Did you tell me you were going to going to call and then defend Steven Seagal? Now, come on. You like him because he's pro-law enforcement, and I am, too. I get that part of him. But the whole idea that he could be governor, Jack, come on.
Could he do any worse than Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
I mean, hang on. Okay, and another actor that was seen as a brilliant governor, Ronald Reagan.
All right, Ronald Reagan.
The one thing I'm going to put forward is Steven Seagal has always put the communities that he lives before him. When he was living in Louisiana, he spent 20 years as a sworn deputy and took no pay. He's always given back to the communities where he lives in. Isn't that the sort of person that we want running for elected office?
Because he's smart. He needed to give back so he'd have people to go to see his movies. So, come on, Jack.
For 20 years as a law enforcement officer, I mean, you know, there are much easier ways for an actor to give back to the community than being a cop. Let's face it, that's not an easy job.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him be a good governor. I don't think he'd be a good governor, in all seriousness. I think he'd be a terrible governor. I covered Steven Seagal. When I first got out of school and I lived in California, he was with Kelly LeBrock, and he lived in Santa Ynez, and he was active. You're right. He went to the meetings whenever they'd have city council meetings because they were talking about building a dump in his area, and he was there, and Bo Derek was there, and one of the Charlie's Angels was there. I think it was Cheryl Ladd. So he was involved. You're right. He's involved in the community, but I still don't see him making a great governor. I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
I just don't think he'll cave the way that Jan Brewer has on some of the big issues when it comes to Arizona.
Yeah. You know, she didn't start off caving, but then she did at the end.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Maybe he will. But the way I look at it, at least this is someone that has a history of giving back to the community and getting involved in the community, unlike most of the politicians that are out there. I mean, at least he puts his hand up and gets involved.
All right, I'll give him that. Are you working for Steven Seagal?
No. But you do know that once my family and I get back to the U.S., we're moving to Arizona.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, I'm on the bandwagon. And hey, while we're at it, let's throw Ted Nugent in for president.
Yeah, I actually like Ted Nugent, but I think he should stay right where he is. He's better as a saddle sore to so many people who try to deal with the gun thing and try to take guns away. He's better in that role. He wouldn't want to be president. He couldn't do the political dance that you have to do. For real, he wouldn't want to do that. No question about it. I know where you are. It's warm. It's no 20 below there. What's your temperature?
64 degrees Fahrenheit.
64 degrees. Isn't it like summer there, though? Right.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be summer here. But it got off to about 85 yesterday, about 90 the day before that.
90 the day before. Wow, 90. That's where you can throw that egg out there, and you can fry that egg on the pavement. All right, Jack. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
You crack me up. All right, so talking about who would make a good politician. I don't think celebrities make good politicians, but who does? I mean, really, I guess we could throw anyone out. What's the definition of a good politician? All right, let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hey. Cold.
It's cold. What's the temperature?
What was it? -4... Real temperature, -23 wind chill.
Oh, -23. Stay indoors.
Well, let's put it this way. It's so cold, I'm not even taking my garbage out.
That's right. Who cares?
I only have 6 feet to put it out. I'm not going out that door for anything.
I love it.
Well, our little electric meters are just spinning like crazy. We are paying for Michelle's birthday. Oh, yeah. That makes me feel so much better.
Paying for that Hawaiian birthday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, is that gall or what?
It is, really.
I mean, really. When did I ever owe anybody a birthday? Even my own kids, when they misbehaved, didn't get a birthday. Oh, my God, I read that and I thought, you have got to be kidding me. That is an embarrassment. Another embarrassment. And we have people that are literally freezing to death in this country. I just spoiled my whole day. And I thought, okay, I can get through this cold snap. Mm-hmm. My electric bill will probably be about $800 next month. Seriously. Because I have all electric.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is.
And I won't get any sleep because even though my pipes are insulated, I'm going around banging on my pipes, turning on my faucets to make
sure.
I've had frozen pipes. My house froze in 96.
It's not good.
No.
I've had it, too.
$50,000.
Oh, that's really bad.
Well, the water kept coming in for about 6 days before it was noticed because I was gone for the holidays.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a mess. So I gutted everything and started over. So it just really makes me feel good to know I'm paying for somebody else's birthday.
Yeah, that's not good, huh?
But
I agree.
Real quick, I want to tell you, my dad used to collect baseball memorabilia. Not so much football, but baseball. And he had a shirt. Well, he had shirts from Babe Ruth, Philippe Alou, and what was the other Alou? Matty Alou.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where they went. I was never interested in that stuff. But he was a huge Alou fan back in the, 50s and 60s.
Yeah, that family spanned for a long time, the Alous. And that's probably some of that. Now, who knows what he had? It was worth something to him. It's probably worth something, though.
Assuming my sister has it.
Cool.
But still, he was a huge Giants fan.
Ah,
collected
stuff,
and both the Alous at one point, I think, if I recall, played for the Giants. Because my dad would take me to the baseball games when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, goody. Just what I wanted to do. I did it, too, but anyway.
But he took you, then you have the memory of that. That's cool.
Well, yeah, I like the hot dogs and the popcorn. That was
exactly.
Good.
That exactly.
How's Matt up there doing?
Was Matt
on the phone?
It's Matt. He's frozen. He can barely talk. He said it's 20 degrees, 20 below, just like you. He is freezing. Stay warm, Izzy, and keep those pipes out of harm's way. Don't let them freeze up. In fact, you know, it's so cold that you are in the minority if every single kind of cereal in your cupboard isn't frosted, including the boxes.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.